Welcome back to eBay Radio, where you can listen while you list. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping, more time selling. Item specifics are a boon to placement and search results, yet they're evidently the bane of many eBay sellers. To judge from the number of listings where even default item specifics are missing. And you can usually tell those if you're looking in a category, you select an item specific and it says not specified, and there's thousands of them. Those are sellers who just didn't bother to select that item specific. Laura Penix knows their importance, and she's here now to share her success with item specifics that help sell apparel. She's known on eBay as 520 Pajama CEO. That's 520 Pajama
I love
CEO.
That name.
That's all one word. Laura, so you always add item specifics to your listings, correct?
Absolutely. Always, without fail.
So
they're probably the single most important thing that you can add to a listing to make sure that they're found by buyers.
So what do you think are the most important item specifics?
Well, I think it depends on what you're selling. But my thought has always been that if I pull up the listing tool on eBay, and there are item specifics that automatically pop up, those are probably the most important ones that you want to fill out.
Yes.
Something you should really look at.
That's important.
Okay,
yeah.
So the automatic pop-up ones.
Absolutely. And if you have maybe a one-of-a-kind item that has something unusual about it, or maybe a manufacturer's number and you don't see it populated there when you pull up item specifics, you definitely want to take a moment and add that. You can actually add them on your own as well. And that's really important to help a buyer find those one-of-a-kind items, or maybe an item that isn't necessarily searched immediately, or, you know, the first search that's done by maybe a manufacturer part number. But it's also going to help your buyer be certain that the item that they are looking at is going to be exactly what they need.
Laura, do you add size information to your item specifics?
Absolutely. And I do sell a lot of clothing, so I'm going to refer to a listing that I have right now that's live on eBay. And you can actually look at this one if you want to. I'd be happy to give you the number if you'd like.
It
sure. It is 253-553-016508. I'll give you just a second to pull that up. But that
hey, these, you'd look so good in these. They're hot pants. And
Lane
they're pre-ripped
Bryant,
for your comfort.
Come on. Lane Bryant.
Well, that's a brand name.
I know. It's for...
It's for us big girls.
It is.
So we're going to scroll all down right to the item specifics.
So these are straight out of my closet.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
A lot of what I sell, a lot of things are straight out of my closet.
Oh, honey, I'm with you, okay? I'm right there, the Lane Bryant store, okay.
Yeah. Love it.
Okay,
love it.
So all these did... Okay, go ahead, tell us what you wanted to tell us about it. I'm there.
Okay, so you'll actually notice if you take a quick look at the listing title, you'll see the size... Two different kind of ways. One of them is 24, which is basically the tag size that Lane Bryant lists. So that's how the manufacturer identifies the size.
Yeah.
But I also happen to know in plus size women's clothing that some manufacturers actually size a little bit differently.
Yes.
And what they'll do is they'll put a 24W, which means
right,
24 women. So I, when I'm listing my items, in the item specifics, I always list the size by the manufacturer's size.
Interesting.
Because I do that. And that's just my own thought and feeling. When I'm a buyer on eBay and I'm shopping for a pair of shorts, I love Lane Bryant, and I happen to know how they size their items. So I might type a 24 into my search just to try to narrow them down.
Sure.
But there are some buyers that I happen to know look for them a different way. They might look for them as a 24W.
So you captured
so
them both.
I try to add them both. Yeah. I do.
I've never heard that tip. That's a good one.
So I try to represent both, but I also make sure in my item specifics that I'm representing it the way that the manufacturer does.
Right.
That's just a personal preference that I have.
And I think that that's a good idea because so many buyers are familiar with, you know, I know that a 24 Lane Bryant denim shorts are going to fit this way, and that then you know what you're getting. But I see you also add the inseam in the waist, which I think is smart.
Absolutely. And you were talking about hot pants or hot shorts to Lee when I first came on, but Lee may not like those and may be looking for something a little longer. So
yes.
This might give
yes.
her, as a buyer, a little bit more information to make that decision whether this would be a good inseam length for her or if maybe she's not really interested in having hot pants. So that
but we are, actually. We want to see the Polaroids.
There you go. There you go.
Well, you know, truthfully, larger women who have longer legs than I do can get away with more than I can.
Yeah.
You know.
See, that's interesting that you mention that because a lot of us plus-size gals are also tall plus-size gals. And for some of us, maybe that inseam, that 6 inches,
mm-hmm.
will fit a little bit higher up. And maybe if you're looking for a Bermuda short, you might want to know what the inseam is because
yes.
it doesn't quite fit the same as it would on a 5 foot gal as opposed to like a 5'11 gal.
Exactly.
So that's good information to have.
Now these item specifics, did they all come up normally or did you have to fill any of these in? And if so, which ones did you fill in? Do you remember?
Most of them did come up on their own. The only ones that I recall having to fill in on my own, I actually added, and they're kind of my custom item specifics. The inseam and the waist, mm-hmm. those didn't automatically come up, but I felt that those were really important.
They are.
And what I will also tell you is something that I've noticed as a buyer when I'm shopping mobile on an Android device, which is really interesting. I just wanted to share that with you quickly if I could.
Sure.
When I initially do my search on eBay, and I'll tell you one thing, if you haven't already figured it out, I'm a clothes hound. So I shop for a lot of clothes on eBay. When you pull up on Android, when you're on the mobile app and you pull up a listing, the first thing you're going to see is the title and the price, and it'll give you a little bit of information as to where it's guaranteed by and so on and so forth. But right beneath the buy it now and add to cart buttons, you're going to notice the first thing that comes up is the item specific. That's something that as a buyer, I want to take a quick peek at and make sure. And I'll be honest with you. When I look at that, that's where I make my first decision as to whether I'm going to click through the rest of this listing to see whether I'm interested or not. So some of the information that you'll see there is condition and color, size, maybe material. But if you happen to click over to the right arrow there, you can get a little bit more information. And some of that information is the information that we already talked about, like the waist, the inseam, if the seller happened to add it. So those are all important things that can help a buyer make just kind of a really quick decision as to whether they want to look a little further into your item, or maybe they've got enough information and they're ready to make a purchase.
Hmm.
Some women, for instance, looking at these shorts, they know Lane Bryant. They know their size.
They know her personally.
And they know, you know, they can just order it. I mean, but the others of us do need to know that inseam.
Well, it is a challenge for us big, full-figured girls. That's for sure.
It is. It is. So we're speaking with Laura Penix. She is, I love her eBay ID name, 520 Pajama CEO.
And I'm in my pajamas right now.
All one
oh,
word. Love
you.
It. I, you know I adore that. I love that, that we can work from home in our pajamas.
Well, not right now.
No, and I'm in the radio station today, so I cannot come in here in my pajamas. Now.
You know, you could. I mean, who's going to say anything?
They probably think the old lady has flipped her lid completely now. So do you find that some buyers just read the item specifics and never read your description?
Okay, so I can only speak from personal experience, and my answer is yes, absolutely. Oh. The reason being, and I've noticed this kind of as a trend on eBay Mobile, and of course, again, I'm referring to Android devices because that's what I use.
Yeah.
I have noticed that there's this trend that I've seen recently, and it kind of scares me a little bit, I'll be honest, but I've noticed as a buyer that I will look at an item, get down to the item specifics, they're there, but there's little to nothing in the item description, which is kind of scary to me because I kind of feel like as a clothing seller, more information is better than less, and that's because you want to really provide for a good buyer experience on eBay. And I feel like if I give enough information to this buyer to make a solid decision for themselves, as a seller, I'm less likely to have that item come back to me in the form of a return.
So the more information you can provide, the more informed the buyer is before they make their choice.
Especially nowadays when, depending on where you go and where you buy it and what company made it, sizes are no longer the same.
Oh, yep, that's true.
Right.
So we got to give everything we possibly can.
Exactly. Absolutely. And it's really important to me. I mean, this year I'm celebrating my 10th anniversary as an eBay seller.
Congratulations.
And thank you. Thank you. But one of the things that I really pride myself on is giving the best buyer experience possible on the eBay platform. And the way that I do that is I describe my items well and provide enough information to my buyer to make a solid decision for themselves. And I have had very few returns, very few. I maybe get a handful every year, maybe.
Will you come back and join us again, Laura?
I would be glad to.
You had everything so laid out beautifully for us, and we learned something from it, and we appreciate that.
Thanks,
awesome,
Laura.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Laura. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping, more time selling. Up next, open phones at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. As we continue with eBay Radio.
It's the seller event of the year. eBay Open 2018. July 24th through 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, baby. Sharpen your selling skills and up-level your business chops. Talk with eBay executives and employees. Network with fellow sellers. Enjoy great food and an epic closing party. Register by May 1st for the early bird price of $275 at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
As an online seller, you're always sourcing. So make it easy. Now there's a new way to buy in bulk with Bulk Auctions. You may have heard about Bulk, the easy way to source liquidation goods by the pallet or case. Now, meet Bulk's 48-hour auctions. Score deep discounts on lots from top retailers that you can resell at a profit. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, pick a lot and place your bid. You can bid on multiple lots and keep bidding until the auction ends. 2, Bulk sends an email saying you've won. 3, pay within 2 business days via credit card or PayPal. Bulk holds auctions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at noon Eastern Time. And whether you buy a case or pallet, your goods come with Bulk's guaranteed manifest. Browse for free at bulk.com/auctions. That's BULQ.com/auctions.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help. Even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU. Email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.